What's going on?
Hey, what's up,
Hey.
bud? Long time no see.
Yeah, it's most definitely been a while. I'm really, really proud of what you guys have done with this.
Thank you.
Are you going to text the people in your house?
Yeah, I am. Give me a
You
second.
could knock on their door for that mind.
I think they're downstairs.
Just hit the floor real hard. I'll get the
They'll
memo.
think I died.
How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing pretty well. Wrapping up the first year of grad school is fun. I just had a fucking 3-hour workshop this evening,
Oh,
so
God.
I'm burnt out. But Sarah couldn't make it. I wanted to stop by and give you all my support.
Wait, is she still streaming?
Yeah, she just started at 8. So yeah, if you guys don't know,
Yo, she makes some interesting stuff, though.
she does with Neophyte Studios. So I started it. Hey, what's going on? As a part of the grad program here, where we have people from different disciplines, we're looking to have alumni all hosting shows, different streams over on our Twitch, and it's been pretty successful. We also host like monthly game jams, and yeah, there we go.
We'll have her
Cool.
here in spirit.
She's showing how you can use Minecraft for stratigraphy mapping for geology. It's
That's
really, really
pretty
cool
great.
shit.
I like it.
Yeah, genuinely. She was like a really obvious addition when we were putting some of the programming together. Yeah.
Her friend does some of the zoology and that kind of stuff. It's really cool.
Yeah,
I learned a
if any of
lot.
you guys want to get involved, or if any of you know somebody who makes games in the university, out of the university, our Discord, I can post the link for you. You can hit me up.
Yeah, put it in chat if you can.
Sure. It's been a good time. I think our Discord is at like 50 members. Our YouTube channel has like over 100.
Oh,
Our Twitch is like just
wow.
broken 80. And we're doing these monthly game jams. We have 42 people signed up to do a game jam. This is our third one on Itch, so we're just going to keep going.
Awesome.
No, it's
Yeah.
fucking ridiculous.
Maya almost joined one of the game jams, but she lost time.
That's fair.
It is busy.
No, I really feel that. If you're interested at all over the summer, or even just contributing to a team as a writer or as a programmer, we have channels for that in the Discord. Everyone's pretty chill.
Sick.
Yeah. Well, how are all of you?
Good. Yeah.
Good.
Pretty good.
I bought a house, so that's cool.
Holy shit.
Whoa,
I
wait.
had a lot of help.
Where at?
In Carbondale, because
Okay.
houses here are cheap AF. If I lived anywhere else, I would not.
Yeah. No, that's fucking amazing though. Congratulations.
You.
Yeah, me and Van decided that at some point, and he's gonna come back because he's leaving, so he's coming back for this. We're going to do a drive-in for the Film Society sometime next year.
That would be such a fucking cool idea. Didn't they? So the only time I'm on campus right now is the last couple of weeks. I've been doing this event at the Student Center every Friday, and they've got a poster. They did like Shrek in the like stadium parking lot as a
Yeah.
drive
Oh, cool.
recently. Oh, also, I have it on good authority that the Marion Mall got bought out by Harley-Davidson. And if you've driven over
Weird.
there recently, there's a giant, like giant LCD screen that you can see from the highway. And allegedly they're going to be doing driving there.
Yo.
That'll be so cool.
But keep your eyes open on that. I don't know if you could contact them and get something set up. That might be cool, but keep your eyes open.
Our plan as of right now was to like rent out the astronomy fields and like
Good
get
idea.
like a screen.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what we started discussing it like a little bit last semester, but we figured we wanted to wait at least until things were back in person to try it.
because at the very least you need like people here to show up to.
No, definitely.
That's such a fucking cool idea though. That's so cool.
We did watch Atlantis for one week. So like,
hey, come on.
A good movie.
I forgot our whole lineup. It's been crazy. This last one though, I wasn't expecting it. It came out of left field.
I both wasn't expecting it and totally was. Like,
I loved it.
Maya watched it with me this time.
Yeah, just, as soon as it started, I was like, this is just Five Nights at Freddy's, the movie.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I sent Van the trailer for it, like, the beginning of this semester, I think.
Yeah, in February, I believe.
Yeah, and, like, ever since then, we've been waiting for it to come out, and, like, it was, like, $12 or $20. It was, like, $20 to rent. It was, like, $19.99.
Or, like, in 3 theaters in California. Yeah. I wasn't willing to make the drive.
And, like, I guess enough people were like, what is this? That they were like, maybe it's not worth $20 to rent.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
I definitely heard mixed things is all I wanted to say. Go ahead, Van.
Yeah, instead of going straight to DVD, went straight to $3.99 on YouTube.
Also on Amazon Prime.
Right.
Yeah.
Welcome to Willy's Wonderland. Spend the night cleaning Willy's Wonderland, and I will pay to have your car fixed. Deal? You are officially on staff. Let's get the hell out of here. I can't stand to hear a grown man scream.
This place has a dark history. I know the bullshit story they told you. It's a lie. You're here to be a human sacrifice. Have you been listening to a word I've been saying? He's gonna die in here, but he won't listen to me.
The machines got out. Nobody is safe.
Put your balls on, Evan.
We're going to Willy's.
He's not trapped in here with them. We're trapped in here with him. It's your birthday, and we want you to have fun. It's your
birthday, so let's party. It's birthday time.
I enjoy a man a few words.
Question: was it supposed to be a comedy? Because it felt like a comedy.
It had to have been.
With all the time, like, where it just like zoomed in on his face, and he's like,
"There's like 6 murders, and 5 of them were minors."
I mean, like,
so I don't know.
Like Zombieland energy, like a comedy horror.
Yeah, I think it's just Nick Cage being Nick Cage.
It felt like he wrote this film. I know he didn't, but
I mean, considering he's like, didn't I say shall write a single film word
and cast myself as the main character,
where I
and
never
I have
speak.
0 lines.
I think he says yeah once,
but it was
and
not like
it.
A grunt. Still,
yeah, it's like,
because it was when his car was getting fixed, and he was
and
just
like for Nick Cage. You think like, it's like he takes these roles, and he's so like completely sincere that he thinks it's incredible. So you know he fucking just. Was it got a paycheck and was like, it's gonna be this insane role. I'm not gonna say a single word.
Yeah,
amazing.
He's such like, a dad of a metalhead kid, you know?
Yeah, it was amazing to me to see him playing a role where he just doesn't speak the entire film, because like his voice is one that you just recognize like off the bat.
The delivery.
So like not having him screaming for no reason in the film.
He does do a bit of dancing and like
molests the freaking like ski ball machine.
Yeah, the pinball.
I don't remember the name of the director, but the director of like Shaun of the Dead.
Edgar Wright.
That's the energy this movie kind of had.
Yeah.
Like some of the shots were very like choomp with music and stuff.
Right,
it reminded me of them.
Except like when he was dancing while playing the pinball machine, it just wasn't in time to anything.
No.
Like, it felt like he was dancing to one song and then in post they were like, just slap a song on it. We don't even check it. And it was just,
I sincerely believe he was just actually drunk for the whole thing. Like that was
that wasn't pop. That was just
all of those like power drinks. It was just like beer.
Right. I was saying vodka. Like that's it would have to be hard liquor.
Vodka in cans?
I was guessing it was like carbonated? This that are caffeinated alcohol or whatever.
And they just put like a label on it.
Like Four Loko or something.
White Claw.
Yo, Nick Cage drinking White Claw.
Soda.
Oh no. It's Modelo time.
Okay. Yeah. It definitely felt like Nick Cage just wrote it because his character was like the most powerful character. Like this town has had this issue for years and he just comes in and just starts killing off these robots.
And yeah, I was like, guns not work?
Yeah, I was like, why did no one think to shoot them before now? And he's clearly doesn't have any like martial arts to it. He's just like really into it and just brute forces his way into defeating them.
Well, and there's the girl too whose like parents got like murdered or whatever, like but she why come back now, for what reason, like And I'm looking up the director right now to see if they've made any more abominations.
Oh, I didn't cross check that. Yeah, that'd be good to know.
Yeah. Maya
on the sodas, I'm pretty sure he was just drinking Coke. And I don't mean the soda Coke.
Cocaine!
He wipes a white powder from his mouth.
But Maya had a theory as we were watching it that this is like the sequel to Mandy. Like, he just got out. And, that's why he doesn't talk, like, at all.
He's too traumatized. The acid got to his brain. He's just can't anymore.
He actually like passed out behind a dumpster, but this is like his acid trip dream. Yeah.
So the writer only has one other writing credit, and that is for Shark Week in 2011, Killer Sharks, The Attack of Black He has acted in eight random shorts or TV shows. This is just some random dude. This guy does nothing. This guy
got Nick Cage.
Well, anyone can get Nick Cage.
That's true.
It sounds if you give him a plot that's batshit enough, he'll just accept it.
He's like, one condition, I have to do hard drugs in the film.
Yeah, and like the fact that he
and not as the character before we film, I have to do.
He's just a really good method actor.
He's a very good method actor, yes.
The weird, like, just like the storytelling in it, like every single character in this movie is like the most like cheesy thing that you've ever seen. Like, there were a few lines that the sheriff said that I was like, no real person would ever actually say that. That's just something you see in like old westerns.
I loved the sheriff so much. I was like, it's like I'm back in Texas. It's just the same.
I think she's the other like star of the movie.
Beth Grant.
She's been in a couple other ones. She's been in Donnie Darko. She's in Dollface.
Yeah.
So she hasn't acted for a while, but I don't know.
She I just thought it was cool that she elected a sheriff.
Right.
She could be elected to sheriff.
No, she's a hardworking, probably Texan lady.
Small town Texas respects women.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So how was I'm trying to figure out the budget for this movie because it was $5
million. And yeah, $5.5 million.
Yeah, 5.5.
They spent it all on making actual animatronics out of like the nicest metal ever.
Right. Yeah.
Titanium. I thought it was very interesting that they had like robot spines, so like ripped out.
Yeah, like greasy blood.
Yeah. Most. Yeah, and then the other half of that went to, directly into Nick Cage's bank account.
Right.
Yeah, right, so budget of the movie.
A new car for him. This film was shot in real time, and he showed up for like an afternoon.
It was shot backwards.
Right, and he just went out and got a new car. Like,
yeah.
What was your favorite animatronic, everyone?
The one he killed in the bathroom for 2 seconds.
Kind of like the ostrich-y one, just because it was just very silly with its neck, and I think it was just a very easy target, but it was also so bold. Like it went after him first, and it was just like,
yeah.
It was way too fluid for animatronic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
way too real.
I forget which one said it, but whichever one said, "Wanna fuck fatty?" That one. that line.
Oh yeah, the girl, she was a weird
pixie lady.
Siren, yeah. She was a siren. That was also my favorite.
Also moved way too fluidly.
Right, yeah. And too fast. Like, she was up in the, like, rafters.
Yeah, she could teleport somehow.
Well, that's because they're Satanists. They're powered by Satan fuel. That's the oil, actually. It's demon blood. It's not oil.
Oh, yeah.
I unlocked the lore.
This lore could go one level deep and it would be fine. It doesn't even need to go.
Yeah.
So apparently the director got COVID.
Yeah. At the end of the shooting, he got COVID.
Gotcha. Well, you see, the Satanists gave him COVID for destroying his machine.
I was trying to look up how much Nick Cage got paid for this, and I'm not finding anything. The only thing is saying that
he got paid by the lines.
This is a passion project of his.
But also, like, y'all have seen everything that he's bought, yeah?
Yes.
Like,
yeah. That was his car. That was his pinball machine. That was probably, he bought that town. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All the animatronics were his.
Right.
Yeah. That's why
the actors, he owns them.
Those are all of his daughters and sons. I'd like to know what's next for Film Society, but it's hard to tell. Last year was okay. This year, there has been no new movies.
No. I mean, Cherry.
Cherry, and what a movie that was.
Willy's Wonderland is technically new.
2021?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, we've watched all of them then.
Yeah. We didn't watch Tenet, so there's that.
Tenet is supposed to be really good. I'm not too sure. It's about like time travel, and that's about all I know.
Maya has some things about Tenet.
Yeah, from what I've heard, the reviews on it are basically back and forth. Specifically because from what I understand about it, the director and the writers purposefully decided to attempt to write the story and film the movie without character development or like in-depth character on the main character, with the intention that it would give them the ability to focus on the plot, and they wanted to see if they could do it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so like you get the half of it that's like, this is a bad movie because there's no character. And then you get the half of it that's like, this is an amazing movie because they tried something inventive and it's at least entertainment.
I don't know how you can have progression in the plot but not progression with the protagonist.
Right, because no matter what, the protagonist is making actions. Like,
I mean, that is Willy's Wonderland. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All he does is, all he know how to do is kill creepy machine, clean
and take break.
Restaurant.
And take
play
break.
Pinball, yeah. Drink crack.
Well, even still, he has character progression. He progressively cleans the place and simultaneously gets better at pinball. Like, those are his character arcs.
And somehow makes friends with that one chick.
She kind of just said, anything? Fuck it, I'm out of here. And that was about it.
Like, she saw him, like, the first shot. And, like, that's when you're like, she's leaving with him by the end of this movie. And then...
this movie is just Nick Cage adopts kid with trauma.
The insane story of how Willy's Wonderland was made. Okay, I gotta read this.
Maya found an article titled The Insane Story of How Willy's Wonderland Was Made.
I'd love to get more press on this movie. I'd love to have press in like 2022 of people knocking on Nick Cage's door, like, what happened?
Why? Like, you didn't scream at all. Like, are you okay?
Explain this, account for this.
The only outburst he had was joy.
Yeah.
I want anger.
And then break time.
Yeah.
I can't get over the breaks. Like, the dude at the beginning was just like, make sure to take breaks. And he was like, good idea.
He took that to heart. He said, who uses their watch as an alarm clock?
His character is defined in the article as a mysterious gentleman.
No, he's a janitor.
Yeah.
I wouldn't describe his character as gentle by any means.
No, he ripped the crocodile in half.
Yeah.
So can we talk about the two people that fucked in the murder room? Like, why?
Like, they knew. They knew what was up with that place.
Well, they're like, children died here? Maybe.
They're, like, they were like, how does that... the room that the satanic cult happened in?
The chick was really into it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, because the dude just kind of went along with it.
Yeah, the dude was like, whatever. I'm, you know, football, high school dropout guy. Right. I don't know his character.
My name is Mr. Football Man.
Like,
yeah, basically.
I play football and I fuck in sex dungeons.
You know there had to be a sex scene because it's Nick Cage.
I guess so.
It just, even so, for that, felt so lazy. Not even lazy. Like, it took... Well, lazy in the execution and the filming, but like, it doesn't even make sense in context with the movie.
It also felt weird that the girl was like making it start, and then she was the one that wasn't just like she was the one that was concerned about the bitch moving in the corner, but the guy was just like, nah, it's fine.
Right, that should have been reversed.
Yeah.
Like, because he was like, this is weird that you're like turned on by this, but okay. And then she was the one that was like, maybe we shouldn't, after like a while, which is weird character flip.
Oh.
Hi.
Sarah's hair is so long.
Hello.
What did you think of the movie?
Oh, I didn't watch it.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
What do you think of the premise of Nick Cage beating up robots for an hour and a half?
I love it. I love the idea. I'm not gonna sit on this. I can't see you here, you guys.
And he just doesn't
I'm gonna move my hammock over. Give me this little stool. There we go. Yeah, no, Nick Cage is the best. Beating up animatronics, awesome. Beating up anything, Nick Cage, really the way to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you feel about Nick Cage not speaking for an entire movie?
Does he? Is that what happens?
No lines.
No lines. He like kind of runs like a...
He might have gone...
That's honestly like... That's not what Nick Cage is for. Why would you hire him?
Okay. He's for screaming and saying weird stuff. What's up?
Yeah.
So this is an interview with the writer, okay?
Mm.
Apparently... I'm assuming this is the director he's talking about. He's talking to the director, pitching the idea in a parking lot, just to set the scene. Here's his walkthrough in this interview of his thought process. I don't have any money, so I'll keep it a low-budget horror movie. There's probably just going to be me doing this, so I'll keep it in one location. And then I'm running the camera and doing all this other stuff. I probably shouldn't give myself a lot of lines. So I'll just have the character be silent the whole time. I grew up on the border of California and Nevada, and there's a place called Boomtown outside of Reno. People go to gamble and just drop their kids off at Boomtown to be babysat while they play craps. And Boomtown had all these animatronics, so
So I was like, okay, that'll be great. This guy who has to go clean this place and these things attack him. But the twist of it should be they messed with the wrong person. I wanted a movie where they just picked the wrong dude and he mopped the floor with them the entire time. That's where the idea came from. That's
I mean,
where
everything in there was correct except for the low budget horror movie part.
Yeah. It was not a low budget
horror. For reference, it was $5.5 million.
That's honestly, though, that's pretty cheap.
That's not cheap enough for it to have been Nick Cage's pocket cash.
Yeah.
You know, he spends all his money on blow. Like, there's no way.
The movie made, what, 480,000 at the most?
480,000?
Yeah,
not even half a million.
It was like $480,000.
Low budget is considered $2 million.
Mm-hmm. An average film cost is between 70 and 90 million.
Jesus.
I think another half a million was just on like the goose's neck or the bird's neck.
Like moving.
Yeah, just squirming.
Mm-hmm. Gosh.
Or when that lady got chopped in half, that was another half a million.
Oh my God. Have you
if
guys?
If you guys want a palate cleanser.
What's up?
Yeah.
Vampire's Kiss.
Yeah, we saw that. A few days before watching this Nick Cage movie.
We didn't finish
it. It's a stark contrast.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
We were also all high while watching it, so that's why Brooke doesn't remember finishing it.
So Vampire's Kiss was, is it his first?
It's his first movie that he's starring in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's the one where he does the crazy eyes.
It's the one with all the memes.
All the memes, yeah.
And, okay. Oh, yeah.
Shit, is it a fucking ride?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, like, me and Maya will definitely have to watch that soon then.
Yeah. You sure I didn't fall asleep?
Yeah. It's really weird because it's like not on Netflix or on Amazon. I just like had to rewatch it. I had to like Google it and then like write Amazon and then click on it because I guess it's banned in my region.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Nick Cage was originally supposed to have one line.
What was that line in the scene
where he's staring down Willie and they're just face to face for a solid minute?
Yeah,
he's supposed to say, and this is the entirety of his dialogue for the movie, quote,
"Come at me, bro,"
end quote.
You know, it was probably his decision to rip that out. He's you know what's better than having one line? Having no lines.
Nick, the movie got made because the writer and his director and producer friend got a hold of Nick's manager who gave him the script, who called them 2 days later and said yes to it as long as most of the animatronics were reptiles and he had no dialogue.
Why reptiles?
Because quote,
there's Nick is into reptiles.
End quote.
In what way?
In the way that you want a bunch of animatronics.
Was it the crocodile animatronic, the one that showed up during the sex scene?
Yeah.
Lizards are neat.
He chose the
Wait, he doesn't
think
crocodiles.
Lizards are neat.
Does he fuck crocodiles?
Animatronic lizards are neat.
Oh God.
I'm horrified.
Oh God.
In fact, about Vampire's Kiss, though. That pigeon that he catches and eats was drugged, and they didn't tell Nick Cage that it was drugged, and he just thought that he was really good at catching pigeons.
Jesus.
He went through his whole life.
That's so much better than where I thought it was going. I thought you were gonna say he thought it was like a fake and he just killed it on accident.
No, he did eat the cockroach though. That's a real live cockroach that he ate.
You should hear the way he fucking talks about it. He's like, yeah, I don't know why people are so freaked out when I eat a cockroach. Like, like, fuck you, man. You know exactly why that gets people.
Like, they're literally the epitome of disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah.
They filmed it in 1 month. Nick Cage only had free time from February to March.
Of last and so that's year? What was he doing it. Last year?
Blow.
He's like, I'm not going outside anyway.
Oh God!
Nick Cage does a lot of cocaine. National Treasure royalties. I mean, yeah, he's on Disney. Think about that. It's true. Nick Cage is a Disney princess.
He's got that Disney money.
He's got that Disney money. He's America's princess.
I love how Sarah's like, I didn't watch this movie, but let me talk about this other movie. None of you have really
related.
It's related. I feel like it's almost equally weird vibes from Nick Cage's character.
Yeah.
The ostrich movement was so different and fluid compared to the others because it was the only one that was a puppet.
Oh.
So the rest were costumes.
But did he beat up someone in the costume?
That's what I was going to say. Like, when he was beating the shit out of what I think it was the gorilla, like, I could just only imagine him actually just, like, some dude just in the gorilla costume. Suits.
He smashed some of those people into a wall.
I'd like to hope they probably removed them from the costume at that point.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah. Imagine they also are wearing the things that, like, you know when, like, police train dogs and they've got like the big suits on, it's like that, mm-hmm. and then their mm-hmm. fur suits.
I was just gonna say, like, the costumes are like so big, there's enough space between the body and I'm sure yeah. it's like layered with padding mm-hmm. or some kind of like thin metal something yeah. to reinforce it, or else it
like a skeleton
would have just collapsed when he hit it.
Yeah. Just his hand goes straight through the gorilla.
It's like those videos where people get the giant teddy bears and cut it open and like climb get inside in. The tent. Yeah.
To scare people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't like the how much you were into just that idea.
I've seen it a lot of times.
He just stuck in it.
They have weirdly long legs, like human pants.
So Maya just found that the pinball scenes was.
They just stuck him in front of a pinball machine with cameras and said, go.
I bet. Nick Cage has a bunch of pinball machines in his basement.
Do you think some of the pinball machine shots are, like, reused in the film? Because they all felt fairly similar.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
That yeah. might be because they were really short on time. And at one point, the director goes, we only have time to do 2 to 3 takes, Nick. And Nick goes, I like to do it in one.
See, they had him for an afternoon.
It was just shot in his basement and
probably
next to one of his pinballs.
Okay, so what, the movie was an hour and a half, so that meant that he did an hour and a half of filming.
Yeah, spread out, because they assumedly the reason why it took so long is because they had to set up shots, get different props, different lighting. So they like did as much as they could in a day, but yeah, real time, he was probably on set for 2 hours.
Beat up this crocodile, beat up this gorilla, beat up this ostrich. All right, we're done.
Yeah. I feel like they didn't even give him those directions. They just put him in a room and then let the people be in the suits and just randomly.
It was like a gladiator's coliseum, right. You know? The door opens and Nick Cage comes out.
That's why when all of the kids are getting murdered, he's just playing pinball.
Yeah, they actually locked him in there with some cameramen.
The whole movie just kind of feels a bit like a scam, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like a very long YouTube ad.
Yeah. Right. I can see why they wanted to make it $20 to rent, just because they spent $5 million on it. They're probably thinking, we need to make that back somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, they realized people aren't purchasing this movie.
Right, and the like, ones I assume did. That's engineered, because the ads hit fucking hard. It was Nick Cage in Five Nights at Freddy's. Everyone go see this. $20. They get that early crowd. Everybody learns its shit, and then as soon as it's not viable anymore, they drop it down to dirt fucking cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That even people that know it might be shit will like, it still seems interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got right, off.
Like, well, apparently the replay analytics are like, The average person who watches it and doesn't immediately hate it rewatches it 4 to 5 times.
Yo, that tracks though.
Yeah.
What do you gain?
you lose. The people who are watching it are totally like stoned out of their brains.
Honestly, they probably don't even remember that they've watched it that many times.
It's just like the get up and walk away.
Even stoned, I wouldn't watch it that many. I barely watched it the first time.
The writer is already working on sequel ideas.
No. You don't have any more money.
What do they have to work with for a sequel?
Nick Cage, well, and
for instance, the girl. The idea the writer's wife pitched to the writer was have a movie where the janitor and Willie team up to fight a new foe together.
But he killed Willie.
Willie died.
Not anymore.
This isn't Godzilla. You can't pull that off, man.
A good sequel would twist. Be they go to just different Chuck E. Cheese's around the country and bust out their animatronics. I've never been to Chuck E. Cheese, but I feel like they have animatronics.
They do.
That's one of his other ideas.
They just start a campaign to burn down all the Chuck E. Cheese's.
Because Chuck E. Cheese is in decline, right? Like, they're closing. They need stuff, money. So, like, they, need they might go people. For it.
That's a COVID hotspot, man. Love it.
That's why it's in decline.
They started losing money a long time ago.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Rats aren't cute. I think that's what they realized.
I disagree. Rats are adorable.
Okay, giant human. Like rats.
No, Chuck E. Cheese is not cute.
No. Mm. Chuck E.
Rats are cute.
Rats are definitely cute. They come in pairs.
They get you. They get you on the munching machines that like eat your tickets.
Mm-hmm. Just shreds.
I feel like if I went to Chuck E. Cheese as a kid, I'd be scared of Chuck E.
Mm. I can guarantee that because I went to Chuck E. Cheese as a kid and
I did too. I don't actually remember ever seeing Chuck E. I asked Arrow about it and they vividly remember Chucky, but I have zero memory of ever actually seeing him.
Very suppressed.
Very suppressed.
Oh, I just got reminded. So a movie kind of with a similar premise as this, but done better is the Banana Splits movie, which was like a Hanna-Barbera, like people in costumes. That like introed like cartoon blocks, and so they took it with like a fucking gritty reboot right a few years ago, where it was like they get kids together for this show, but like the everyone in costume is actually evil, right? Kind of a similar premise done much more interesting, and like what happens is more interesting, and there's actual characters. If you're feeling deflated like I am, That's a recommendation.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, no, it's like a pretty solid horror movie. It's not like amazing, but it does this premise of like kid-friendly thing turned evil in a more interesting way. And like the kills in it are more interesting. Again, it's not like amazing, but it follows through on the premise a bit better.
Yeah, I mean, animatronics are inherently spooky.
There's a reason Five Nights at Freddy's exists.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. But they actually look like robots, not noodle puppets.
Well, that's also because they like the design for Five Nights at Freddy's, it's like they're stripped of most of their like parts. So you're just seeing the robot underneath.
Yep.
And doesn't it kind of feel like this movie might have come like 5 years too late?
Yes.
Yeah. This would have done so much better like if it came out around the same time as Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
When everyone was freaking out about it. It's
a really original premise, or it was that hard to come up with. This was a lazy shit movie. So like, did the dude like just figure it out?
He was just like, I just remembered the animatronics were creepy. Yeah. Like, this very suppressed childhood memory just came out.
Because it almost feels like it was a piece of shit script that this guy might have wrote, like, 5-6 years ago that just got made now. But no, like, it seems like it was a new idea.
Like, Gravity Falls did a better job at, like, a animatronic thing coming to life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a cartoon. Like, Gravity Falls is, like, great in, like, a different sense. But, like, in comparison to, like, a full, like, horror movie, a single, like, 20-minute episode did better.
Yeah, a $5.5 million budget horror movie.
Yeah, like, I was genuinely excited. Like, I was just like, this, we have to watch this because We watched Nick Cage in Film Society.
Yeah.
We watched Color of Space and Mandy. We have to watch Willy's Wonderland at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it was time wasted. I'm sure that
if we renamed it the Nick Cage Society, he'd probably visit.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Visit for $100 and a couple cheeseburgers.
And like, he makes what, 3 to 5 movies a year?
He makes so many movies a year, it's weird.
He
might as well go to Hallmark.
Yeah. Like,
if they made a horror version of Hallmark.
You might be onto something, Chase. You might just be onto something.
Isn't that just Shudder?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just Shudder.
Yeah. Good idea.
They made millions off that idea.
Cool.
Well, just like the director of Willy's Wonderland, that idea you saw several years ago, it's been floating around in the back of your brain. You thought it was an original idea.
Like, wait.
The mistake is someone gave that other guy $5 million.
Yeah. This entire movie, just a big old wet struggle.
Big old wet struggle.
I'm so glad you can join us, Matt and Sarah. It's...
Yeah, I'm over here in a hammock.
No, stay in the hammock. That's a better place to be. Yeah, I'm going to ISU next year, but I will definitely be participating in Film Society. You know, if you need me to run anything, I'll be happy to.
Are you graduating or transferring?
Transferring. Yeah, no graduation yet.
For sure.
Is Maya's graduating?
Yeah, Maya. She's about to graduate.
Yeah. I don't want to keep everyone on this, you know, phone jail forever. I know Brooke and Michael. Thank you for sticking to it. I hope this has been an interesting. semester, interesting couple of semesters.
It's just procrastination for the final that I have to take now. So,
yeah.
Good luck, sir.
I also have to take the same final, I think, that Michael has to.
Well, all have finals.
Yes, exactly.
I'm working on one right now.
That's Brooke in a nutshell.
Multitasking.
Yeah.
Okay, bye,
Brooke. Michael, thank you for coming.
You should probably go as well.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye. Right,
later, everyone.
Bye.
Good seeing you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I do have to study for and then take my art history test.
Yeah, I have a paper due at 11:59, so.
Yeah.
Let's get this.
Good last meeting.
Amazing. I'll talk last to you.
Meeting. Yeah.
Talk to you soon, bro. Bye, Maya.
Bye.
Bye.